So the idea behind, if you really look at the idea behind the Topcoder platform, actually came as a result of it, because you felt that, okay, you don't need to just depend upon the skills within your firm, but you know, you can go out and outsource workers who can do that task in a much more efficient and a quicker pace than an in-house worker within the platform. In-house worker within the firm. So, you know, that's what, if you really see, is the origins of these platforms. And then comes this whole idea about, you know, okay, how can we actually improve efficiency or in the market? And that's where you have had a lot of other platforms originate, especially in the taxi sector. And that has led to a burgeoning of a number of platforms across a whole range of sectors. Now, I think it's also important for us to keep in mind that this is rooted in the belief that the platforms can offer large capital gains because they might enter a number of industries and sectors, and they can actually disrupt them with the advances in the ICT, which is basically, if you really look at it, is artificial intelligence and digital technologies. And also the fact that, you know, you can provide services 24/7 because you can then access the global pool of labor to get any work done in a quick time. So I think this is what is the enabling factor.